once again, and welcome to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And sitting in front of me right now are some members, board members, of the Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society. We have Will Obenauer, Ann Quilter, Sarah Murray, and Frank Line is going to join us here shortly, I do believe. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to see you all here. And Will, would you come a little bit closer to the microphone, please? Don't be afraid of it. It won't bite.
Will do.
Okay, that's better. So, first of all, let's start with the basics. What is the purpose of the Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society?
You're on.
Well, Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society is also called MOFIS for short. Our group started in 1989 as just a cooperative of arts organization by artists for artists. We coordinate opportunities for shows and sales and personal development of established and emerging artistically talented individuals in all styles and media, ranging from painting to photography.
Okay. Yeah. And Sarah, I saw your notes. I know you have a lot of things to cover. So you know what? I'm just going to hand it over to you and take it away, Sarah.
I'm the treasurer of the Art Society. And for those, by the end of the show, if they would want to become a member, we have memberships available, adult, student, family memberships, senior memberships, senior families. That can be, I think it's on our page, isn't it? Our Facebook page?
The information is available on our Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Then on our Facebook page, there is a link to our website, which there is a membership. Yep, that's it.
Okay. Will that help if you have that? Or do you,
I got
you
it.
Have there?
Okay. Our meetings are held every month on the second Thursday at 6 p.m. in the Garden Room at the Harding Center. Our next meeting is November 12th. And then some
October
perks.
8th.
October 8th
October.
Is.
October. Is October 8th.
I'm
and
sorry.
Then it's November 12th.
I heard you say November 12th.
I know, and that was that earworm was there, and you couldn't go anywhere else.
Oh, okay, it's a time warp thing. I understand.
It is.
Yeah, so the next
jumping
meeting
ahead,
is
back.
This Thursday.
It's fall.
This Thursday.
It's this Thursday.
Spring forward, fall back.
Yeah.
Some perks to having a membership is displaying your artwork at the Charleston Place, downtown Marion. We also have an agreement with Culver's Framing, in which we can get discounts on framing and mats and things of that nature. And then we are also members of the chamber, so we get to reap the rewards of being members of the chamber as well, such as discounts at Office Depot. And then also we do have a mat cutter available for framing use, but you have to be trained first to use it. But otherwise, we'd welcome new members.
Well, we're this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. we're doing a little art demo with the mat cutter to train individuals to utilize that product.
Right. And once you're trained, it's a piece of cake.
And matting's very important in displaying artwork and photographs and so on. Makes a big difference.
Yes.
The kind of matting you want to be done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it's that's a good opportunity, and it can be a huge cost saver as well.
What else did you have to impart upon us there, Sarah?
I think that's all I had to cover.
Now you came in with 5 pages of notes.
Just one.
You had your spreadsheet in front of you. You're awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're done, then I guess it's Anne is next.
I think I'm going to pass it over to Will because Frank and my portion is kind of tied together a little bit.
That makes sense.
Well, primarily we have a great opportunity for local artists and artists outside of Marion that we're looking forward to having our first, what we're calling the Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society's 2020 vision, new way looking at art, I guess, is the best way to sort of present that, and we are we have entry forms available through myself, or you can look it up on the Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society Facebook page or our website. Sarah, do you want to chat off the website page information?
I have it right here.
I think it's
okay. It's www.midohiofineart.wixsite.com/midohiofineart, and we'll give that again later in case you didn't have your pencil or pen ready.
Thank you, Mike.
And you can probably just Google MOFA or Mid Ohio Fine Arts Society and get it as well.
But just rather excited due to COVID and things that unfortunately are what they are these days. We're having a fun art show for the first time and looking forward to the future, hopefully with doing what I think we may continue to call MOFIS 2020 Vision. I don't know if we'll continue with that naming, the name of the event. But, you know, who doesn't want to see 2020, see clearly what art is all about. Right. And art is evolving. Everyone evolves. Everyone has their own talents, whether you finger paint, draw, you know, just, you know, clip out whatever you want to do and cut and paste. Just having fun is really what art's really meant to be. There's no cookie cutter that makes you an artist. As long as you enjoy what you're doing and do what you like doing, that's really the momentum behind art. When you were a kid, you really enjoyed doing art, but as you grew up, they're like, oh no, you can't do it that way, you have to do it this way. Mm-hmm. And you know, with those, it sort of cuts out the kid in you and creates somebody different. And who doesn't want to be a kid again? And myself, I enjoy what I do these days more than a kid with a brand new coloring book and a pack of crayons, you know, using it for the first time, like, yay!
Do stick fingers count?
Well, yeah.
That's about my
You know what? As long as you have fun.
Oh, they can always be developed.
Yeah. That's true. Well, you know, everyone starts somewhere. You know, exactly.
It's a starting point.
And again, using all the crayons in the box, you know, sometimes is fun. And even if you press hard and, oops, I broke the darn crayon. Oh, well, I guess brighter way of looking at it, I have two of this crayon now. Yay! Yeah. And
that's true. That's true. That's a good way of looking at that, Will.
Yeah.
But
The art show that we're sponsoring is going to happen in November. We were sad. We are the people that you are used to seeing at the Marion Popcorn Festival in the Marion City Hall building with the art show there. And it's been in different locations during the duration of the Popcorn Festival. Since there was no Popcorn Festival this year, we decided there's no reason why we still can't have an art show. And so we've worked with the Chamber of Commerce, which is where the show will be held, in the garden room at the chamber office down in the Harding Center. And we've worked with the Marion Public Health Department in order to have a safe drop-off and pickup times for artwork. You can submit digitally if you would be interested in submitting your artwork digitally as well. It's only $10 per piece that gets submitted. Any proceeds that come in will go back out as prize money. So we're not trying to make a profit off of this. We're trying to showcase our local artist and artist in the community.
Exactly. Thank you, Anne. Again, you can look us up on Facebook, but primarily we're accepting artwork on Friday, November the 6th, a limit of 4 pieces per person, and time frame wise is from 12 noon till 5 p.m. to bring your pieces, and we'll have forms if need be to fill it out on that at the location to fine tune whatever you enter. There'll be a couple of us outside, handing with clipboards perhaps and entry forms if needed, if they don't have one with them with their entries, and we'll just take it one person at a time, mm-hmm. and sort of tag team getting things in, and then we'll after we have all the submissions, we'll start hanging the show and judging it, and you know, figuring out the awards and how things are.
And what kind of media do you want as a part of this show? It's not just painting.
No, we accept. There are five categories.
It's drawing, painting, sculpture, photography, and mixed media are the categories. And then there will be a Best of Show, a Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society Award, a People's Choice Award, and then I believe
there's five ribbons per category.
Five ribbons per category, yes. The first, second, third, and merits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's awesome. Of course, photography is one of those as well. Mm-hmm. And I believe one of you is quite a photographer, if I remember right, from talking earlier.
That would be you. Yeah.
I wanted to see what would develop out of that, yes. I didn't want to be negative about it.
That's okay.
Did you get that? That was a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
She does beautiful weddings, and yes. just her artwork or her photography can be seen at the Charleston Place Art Gallery, that thanks to Brenda Gillum and Nadine Sloan for that, mm-hmm. setting that up. Probably about 2011, I think, roughly 2010, 2011 is when they allowed myself and Michael Search and the Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society, Tim Gornflow was the president back at that time, I believe, or somewhere in that time frame, that actually set up the Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society. And then, it's just been a great place to showcase local artists' artwork. Mm-hmm. And it's for the Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society members, it's a free space to get your artwork out there to get it seen, to, get yourself known in the local community, and hopefully one day maybe the world, who knows. We're a small town, but we're growing, and just really excited about the future that we have in Marion, Ohio.
Some of my photos have actually been published in photography magazines, and also exhibited around the world through an online contest site called guruShots.com. I think I'm up to about 63 different exhibitions now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm surrounded by talent here.
You just don't know, man. Let me tell you.
Ann Coulter has been working hard, helping students for quite a long time, and she's an amazing asset to the club and our club president, and she's just such a jewel here in Marion that a lot of people,
And you taught art at the Marion City School for many years.
I taught art with Marion City Schools. Actually, I started in the North Central Correctional Institution with
an
art program out there. Mm-hmm. And then that was the hours were not very conducive to a full-time parent as well. So the school hours were much better, and I started with in the elementary buildings, and then moved over to Grant Middle School and finished my career out just this past May at Harding High School.
Okay.
And it was wonderful. I had thoroughly enjoyed what I was able to do. One of the things that I am most proud about that MOFIS does is through the Marion Community Foundation, we offer a high school art show. Mm-hmm. That is open to any high school age student in Marion County. They can enter via, if they are attending school in any of the six schools actually in Marion County, mm-hmm. or if you are homeschooling, you would just need to go to the district that you're living in and submit your artwork to the art teacher in that building. Each art teacher in the county is allowed 25 pieces. We have a preliminary judging of those pieces and select them. We have local judges that do that work. And then the artwork is taken to Tri Rivers, who very graciously allows us to use their auditorium mm-hmm. for the opening night and for the show. The pieces get hung in that auditorium, in their GLAC auditorium. I don't even know how to say their name of their auditorium.
GIOC, I believe.
GIOC, yes. Is that what yes. it is? I just say.
Auditorium. He was a part of the founding of.
Of Tri Rivers
years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I should know that name. But they allow us to use their space. It works out super. Their culinary students provide the refreshments for it. We have a gala opening on Friday night. The artists are all, their artwork is judged again, this time by professionals from the Columbus College of Art and Design or the Modern College of Art that's in Kettering, Ohio. They have shared their services and their talents with us to judge the students' artwork. Mm-hmm. The artwork gets, the award winners get ribbons on their pieces. The kids are allowed to sell their stuff if they want to. If they don't want to and they want to take it home, that's fine as well. It opens on a Friday night, and we do this specifically on the Friday before the pancake breakfast, the Kiwanis pancake breakfast, because then the show is up in time for people to enjoy during the pancake breakfast, walking in and taking a look at the show then. We have been able to impact enough students now. I know this from personal experience because I worked in the high school, that the kids are now familiar with the show, and the kids that are into art finally have a place where they can display their talents, and they look forward to it. And they will talk with their teachers, say, is this going to be okay, can I do this, give me some help here, what do I need to do differently? It's really a very rewarding program to do for the kids.
It has to be such an encouragement for them to be able to put their work on display like that and have professionals come to look at it. That's amazing.
It's very exciting. It's exciting because some of the kids have even sold artwork in. And when there's nothing like putting a student's artwork, whether you're a kindergartner or you're a high school student, in a mat and put it on display, that mm-hmm. changes that child's perception of themselves as an artist tremendously. It's very rewarding. It is very rewarding to see them come through with that.
And Frank Line just came in to join us.
Yes.
And
yes.
Masked as we should be. But we take our mask off so we can be heard over the radio.
Right.
So
You walked in and you're on. Are you
ready to go? Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Well, my name's Frank Line, and I'm the vice president of MOFIS, and I'm here mostly to talk about the children's art classes that our organization offers. Through the Marion Community Foundation grant, MOFIS is able to teach art classes to the Boys and Girls Club, and I'm not sure how many years have we been doing that now.
Oh, it's probably been 7 years,
at least
maybe
6 or 7 years,
yeah.
At least.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, and all our art teachers and the assistants are MOFIS members, and they are paid through the grant. And I just like to mention the teachers, the art instructors for the 2020-2021 season here. The instructors are Emily Hooper, Patty Coy, and April Honecker, and the substitutes that will be filling in if they need substitutes are Carlin Coy, Ann Quilder, and Frank Line. Because of the COVID-19, we weren't able to have summer art classes, so our group put together art kits to give to the kids. It was a really nice kit. I mean, it included a lot of stuff. Each kit included a pencil, an eraser, a glue stick, colored pencils, a paint set, crayons, a sketchbook, painting paper, construction paper, a pencil pouch, pencil sharpener, and then a real nice imprinted bag with the MOFIS and Marion Community Foundation logos on it. And we put out a lot of kits too. There were 42 kits were given to the Boys and Girls Club, and then eight were given to the Kids Exploratorium. And for the fall, all the students will receive, since the regular art classes will not begin until January of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So in the fall, we have a different alternative. Then each student will receive how to draw take-home packs from each of the art instructors. The lessons will be in the packets and stuff,
okay.
And so they can do the classes that way and everything. So, mm-hmm. And
we do try to keep some of the, or if we can on occasion, we'd like to keep some of the students' artwork to showcase at later times, depending upon if the student is able to or willing to.
Yeah. In the past, we've always had we had it several years ago at the City Hall, and then we thought it would be better served if we had it right there at the Boys and Girls Club, and it was nice. We had a little party for them, cookies and a treat and everything, and then the parents could come and see their artwork and everything. It was have a little art show and everything, and it went over well. A lot of parents really enjoyed it and everything. So
that's how you've adapted to the COVID situation.
Yeah,
so they
much.
Could, you know, continue their artwork at home.
Right.
That's great.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Keep them drawn. Keep them drawn.
Keep them drawn. Yep.
And inspired.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me like you're inspiring some of our young generation. That's inspiring to me. So thank you. I have in front of me that. Did you have more on that, Frank?
No, I think that's pretty much about it, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In front of me, I have some information on the art at the airport. Would you like to talk about that, somebody?
One of our members brought this opportunity to us and wanted to know if members would be interested in displaying artwork at the Marion Municipal Airport. He spoke at our last meeting. Steve Long?
Long?
Yeah. Steve Long
so, yeah.
Came up with this idea, and I hadn't even known that there was a possibility of putting art on the walls out there, but he was very interested in it, and he plans on putting pieces up, and I think we may have other members that would be willing to put artwork up. It's another place to get some publicity for yourself, get your name known. It would be a place where if you are interested in selling art, if you could do it without being charged a commission. That is highly unusual, and that's one of the perks of our membership, as Sarah mentioned earlier, is our work at the Charleston place is sold, and the purchase price goes totally to the artist. We don't take a commission. The club doesn't take a commission, and neither do the merchants at Charleston Place, which is highly unusual. Most galleries charge a minimum of a 30% to 40% commission, so this is a huge opportunity for artists. And it sounds like this opportunity at the airport is going to run along the same thing, no commission, just be able to hang your artwork. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. It's very exciting.
Who would have thought of going to the airport to display or to see your artwork? That's great. We got to get the word out there so people know about it.
Yeah, it was interesting. I never thought about people coming in and out of Marion, Ohio, but then my work life has never taken me flying in and out of anywhere on a daily. I've always lived and worked locally.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of opportunity there, so why not expand on it?
Certainly.
Yeah.
That's a great opportunity. And that's for all ages. But to do it, you must become a member, a MOFIS.
Well, to hang your artwork at the Charleston Place Gallery, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But the airport?
The airport, I believe you have to submit your information
to Steve. I think Steve is going to be the carry through for that.
They have a collective council that reviews and is looking at pairing up artists together to do each presentation and schedule the presentations accordingly. Mm. So there's a nice mixture of items presented at the airport, and I'm sure that you can connect with us through the Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society Facebook page, or myself, William Obenar, mm-hmm. through my Facebook page or
to
connect, and if you're interested in any way to even joining the Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society,
Just all you really need to do is come to the meeting on Thursday.
Exactly.
Because we will be there, and we would welcome you to come in and join us, see what we're all about, see if it's something that might pick your interest as an artist, or maybe you want to learn more about what Marion has to offer in the way of the art world.
We have a great collective of members that are always willing to help and inspire and guide and
Okay. I'm looking over the membership form here, and about anything we're talking about you can find on your website or on Facebook, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Membership fees, if you don't mind, I can mention that. Sure.
Please do.
Adult membership is $30, student membership is $20, a family membership is $45. And seniors, I'm not quite to that age yet, but I'm getting there, is 65 and over is $25. Give me 5 years and I'll be there. Mm-hmm. And the senior family, 65 and over, $35. So that's not bad for all you get with MOFAS.
It's pretty reasonable when you consider the perks of using your chamber discount at Office Depot or going down to Culver's to get something framed or matted. They also have canvas wraps that they will give you at a wholesale price. Culver's is a wholesale mat and frame shop down off of Orange Road on south of here. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to get to, and they can offer you some great deals on getting things, because it's all in presentation. When you're looking at your artwork, it's all in how you can present, and they're willing to help us with that.
Now, if somebody's really interested in getting into some form of art, whether it be painting or photography or whatever, do you have people that can help them, guide them, maybe give them some training and some direction? Now, Anne, as an art teacher, I'm sure, or not Anne.
You're right.
As an art teacher, I'm sure that, you would be willing to do that.
Sure, of course. I call myself a tinker of all trades and a master of none, because when it comes to the art world, I've tried lots of different techniques and lots of different media. Mm-hmm. I totally feel like I've mastered any of them? Not at all. But I'm more than willing and able to help anybody that has an interest to help them move in their artistic dreams. We can do that.
Okay. So we've talked about the price of membership. We talked about when the next meeting is, which will be the 12th.
No, the 8th. It's this Thursday.
In November, it's the 12th. I heard that someplace. In October, it's the 8th at 6 o'clock at
the Harding Center.
The Marion Chamber, Harding Hotel.
If right you go in the front house, door there on Center Street, just go straight back and you'll end up...
Straight in to your right.
Okay.
To the front door to your right.
Okay. I know where that room is. I walked through there the other day. I know where that is.
It's a glassed one.
Yes. Okay. We have about 16 minutes.
Okay.
Sarah, and I'm looking at names. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names. We've talked about your photography. Mm-hmm. Anne, do you have any specialty or anything that you're really good with?
The two medias that I like to work with the most would be glass. I do glass fuse work and those kinds of items. And I've also have worked with watercolors, and I've done some acrylic paintings, and I've taught some classes in those adult, sip and stroke sort of classes. Mm-hmm. And those are always a lot of fun. The watercolor is one of those mediums that, it's very fluid. It's not always forgiving, and you better be confident in what you're doing, or it's not going to work very well.
Sort of hit and miss.
It's fun. But it was the media that I chose when I was a full-time parent, because I had 5 children at home, and you didn't dare leave oils sitting around because it was
easy cleanup, right?
It was a bad idea. Yeah, it was also dried quickly. So
that's true.
So watercolors were pretty forgiving for that technique.
Now, can we see any of your work on display someplace?
Well, I think I have a couple of pieces at the Charleston place right
okay.
now. Yeah, I think
mm-hmm. Sarah
has some.
You yes. have some of these. You mentioned
I have
that.
Several. Mm-hmm.
You
yep.
have several up there, so
yeah.
Looks sounds like the Charleston place is a place to go.
Yeah, good opportunities.
And Frank, what's your specialty or what?
I like to do pen and ink, and watercolor and colored pencils.
Okay.
Oh, and I always do my design my own Christmas cards. I like to design
okay, cool.
greeting cards.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and Mr. Obenauer,
yes,
you were on the front page of the Marion Star recently with some of your artwork.
Yeah, I've been having fun. Like I said, feeling like a kid again. Had an opportunity to I'm getting ready to start a Korean War conflict mural inside the county building across the hallway or across from the current presentation in the county building. It's a 27-foot long wall. The local veterans group, thank you, goes out to Richard McDaniel and the local vets group that has requested my art in that location. I took a little while to get everything put together, and so I'm excited about that. Should be starting this next week in the county building, wrapping up a current mural that I'm doing, which has been a wonderful experience, creating an Under the Sea mural presentation for Chris Rennick from one of the co-owners of Attaboy's and the owner and opening Harding Arbor Seafood in the Harding Hotel. If you come into the Harding Hotel front door, off to the left-hand side, you can come in and check out Harding Arbor Seafood, which is where I'm currently just about wrapping it up. I'm doing the bubbles around the fire alarm. So I said today on Facebook, there's no better way than how to, you know, put out some fires and just sink a fire alarm underwater.
That's funny. And some of your past work, something about a peacock?
Well, my first exterior mural that I have done was in front of the Paisley Peacock for Jenny Collins, and I'm very thrilled that that led to doing the interior of Marcella's Berries, I believe. She can correct me later. But and then that led to Erica Jury's recreation of the Brave Woman logo inside of Brave Woman, and that also led to the Korean War conflict for the county building, and also the Harding Arbor Seafood, where I'm doing, you know, wrapping that up right now. It's, like I said, just been such fun, and I've never done, you know, murals, but, well, I did one a long time ago for Cliff for the Center Street Clinic, but I think that one's long gone, unfortunately, but it's an experience, and it's just helping me evolve my talents, and, you know, I enjoy doing the photorealism to abstract, and I enjoy doing a combination in my current painting commissions that I do, but I've been doing a little bit more of a photorealism for the Harding Arbor Seafood, and it's an amazing experience, but, you know, when you do such things, it's a lot of layering, and it's just the most fun, like I said, since I've had a coloring book and crayons since I was a little kid, you know.
Well, you get to make your own lines to color
exactly.
in now, too. That's
exactly.
even better.
I've seen some of your artwork, and one of your favorite subjects, I think, is rocks underwater.
Yes, that was a very popular one that I had done probably 8-9 years ago, doing angel series, a koi fish series, and a floral painting series. I love that series. It's, you know, one that I called Heal the Whole World, and that's sort of like a something special with Heal the Whole World, because who doesn't like flowers? They're very healing, and they only last for a little while. That, you know, painting them makes them, you know, sort of that time capsule.
And you also do a fine job on portraits.
Yes.
So. I enjoy doing portraits, pet portraits, you know, just a mixture of items, you know, just, it has to inspire me though, you know, the photograph or subject matter has to inspire me to really get me to dive in.
Some of your work, some simple things such as leaves, you do a beautiful job with things like that. Just an all-around talented young man.
Well, I enjoy dabbling in photography since I did grow up. My dad, Richard Obenauer, a local historical photographer, you know, here in Marion, and hopefully we'll get him to come on and, at a later time, and talk about his photography and his experiences. And just very blessed to be here in Marion and making the difference that I can here in Marion. And with the Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society as well, they're making a big difference here, and they're a blessing here in Marion and the surrounding counties and so forth, because again, we have that annual countywide high school art show that we do, and the Boys and Girls Club that we have the opportunity to touch kids, and you know,
start just growing our own next group of young artists.
Exactly.
Because you all, and my belief is all children are artists, and at some point in time, usually about fourth, fifth, sixth grade, one student will be recognized as the classroom artist, and the other voices seem to get squelched. And that has always made me so sad, because you do have a voice as an artist, but it may not be the same as the next person's, and your talents may be somewhat different from what is thought of as the norm in, in art. And I like exploring those ideas with students and saying, you can be who you need to be as an artist.
Exactly. That's where I'm like all about not being cookie cuttered and let you be you, develop in the manner and way that you like to proceed and what your vision of your personal future as an artist should develop. And it's more about your dream than somebody else's dream.
I agree. Now, Sarah, you're sitting there quietly. You haven't chimed in much. So I'm going to pick on you a little bit here. What are some of your favorite subjects in photography? What do you really, just a whole lot of different things, or is there something you really focus on?
I've done weddings in the past. I've recently done a couple weddings, one in Bucyrus and one at Hocking Hills. The Hocking Hills wedding was absolutely gorgeous with a beautiful setting. The one in Bucyrus was also a beautiful wedding. But mostly I like to get out into nature and do some macro photography, the up close with the flowers and bees, and capture birds and just different scenery. This past weekend I took my daughter out. She's my model. So, and did a few photos out at the sunflower field.
Oh, yes.
On the corner of Bethlehem Road and State Route 4. Those pictures came out really nice. So, but yeah, I do a lot of everything, I guess. But mainly I do like to go out and do the nature photos.
And those are ones I enjoy to look at. To tell you the truth, I'd rather look at that than wedding pictures, unless I know the people, obviously.
Right.
But Frank, how far back does your interest go in the artwork that you do, from when you were 4 or 5 years old, or when you got to be 25?
Since I was a little kid, I've always loved to draw and everything. And I took art all through high school. And went to art college for a little while.
Oh, okay.
For a little bit and everything, but yeah, I like to do cartoons too.
That's do?
Yeah, I like to, I'm a cartoonist.
Okay.
So I enjoy doing that too, and that kind of is a nice thing to teach kids too, is because kids like cartoons. So the what kind of fits in real good with the Boys and Girls Club and everything.
Sure, it does.
It's really rewarding though when you see a kid. Several years later, they come up to you, and they remember you, and they come up and they they'd say, "Do you remember me?" You know, and I said, "Well, are you still drawing?" And then they tell you that they are. You know,
okay.
It really makes you happy. You know,
sure.
Some of them still, you know, keep right at it. You know, it makes you feel good that you were a part of their life and getting them, encouraging them to draw and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Frank has a whole nice repertoire of ways that he starts very systematically to show kids how to do their drawings and to take it step by step by step so that each child in his class can be successful. It's neat. I've enjoyed watching what they do, and he's very successful.
But even if you do sort of scribble outside those lines, that's your mm-hmm. creation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
There's some kids that they get really, we got some of them that are really perfectionists. They get really upset if they don't get it just the way they want it, you know.
Yeah.
And you then others are just free flowing, you know, they're all mm-hmm. over the place. But then there's some that just want to make sure they stay right in the lines, you know, and everything. So, yeah.
Creativity is a wonderful thing, and I think it should be encouraged in all people. I'm not an artist, you know, as I can't sit down and draw something. About the only thing I can draw is flies, but I've never developed those skills, but I'm sure I have other skills that could be developed.
A great voice.
Oh, right? Well, thank you.
So,
thank you, Will.
That's part of your skills that you have developed. That you're
I guess that's
hearing.
That's an art in itself, isn't
it? The spoken word.
It is.
I might not be able to draw, but I can talk. How's that?
You can draw attention.
Yeah.
Where it's needed.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, we're done. Excuse me.
Sometimes that's very important these days, being, you know, drawing attention to, you know, the facts and being helpful, and helping
mm-hmm.
always helps.
Okay, we're down to a couple of minutes here. We have the... Fine Arts show coming up November 9th through the 13th, which we talked about earlier, the MOFAS 2020 Vision, and you can find out where to register, how to register for that online. I said I'd give the address again. It is. It's on the front too, Will.
It's
there it is.
Bigger print on the front.
Oh, yeah, that's...
typesets a little...
I need
sorry,
the bigger
I was
print.
I was trying to get everything on one page.
Okay, it's www.midohiofineart.wixsite.com/midohiofineart. So that's coming up. And if you want to join the Mid-Ohio... Fine Arts Society. You can find out more about that online as well. You've been listening to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. Be listening in next Monday afternoon. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
We did it.
Yay. I almost gave the name of the other show that I'm on, WBXG. You can do a recap.
Focus on Mid-Ohio.
Yeah.
Which... it's only a half an hour.